A new exhibition that explores American politics through art is stirring some emotions for its whimsy and richness of works ranging from the 1800s to today. The Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts has assembled paintings, graphic art, cartoons, even papier-mâché gigantic sculptures to tell the story of America's democracy through the eyes of its artists. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez-Luna reports.
In some political speeches, words don't exactly flow, well, like pearls of wisdom, to use a cliché. So to illustrate George Washington's discomfort with public speaking, contemporary artist Brian Toll created a plexiglass bust of the first president.
With all the words of his first inaugural address coming out of his head in beads that then cascade down onto the floor.
Fellow citizens of the Senate and the House, Representative...
Anna Marley, curator of Historic American Art at PAFA, is one of the curators of the exhibition. She says she likes the juxtaposition of contemporary and traditional art throughout the show. In this room, dedicated to the cult of presidential personality, an abstract expressionist portrait of JFK by Elaine de Kooning stands next to Washington's early depictions by Rembrandt Peale, for instance. Washington is the predominant theme here. He is in bas-relief medallions reminiscent of Roman emperors, majestic paintings depicting him in full military regalia, and modest engravings.
George Washington is one of these universal, I think, positive symbols of the United States.
But not for everyone, says African-American Philadelphia artist Theodore Harris, whose polemic work is part of the exhibition.
I think of a person who was an oppressor. These people may have been so-called brilliant men, but at the cost of who? At the cost of our freedom, they could stay free. It's complex, and I think that art is the thing that to get to the bottom of that complexity.
In his collages, Harris plays with political imagery to express his take on American historic conflict. Part of that complexity is explored in the Wall of Presidents, again dedicated not only to George Washington, but to Martha Washington, says Marley.
And I think that's really important because George and Martha were a pair. They were a political pair. And when they were here in Philadelphia, their parties, their household was known as the Republican Court. And she was Lady Washington. So she was not only our first lady, but she was this political powerhouse in Philadelphia.
Perhaps the most spectacular artwork in this exhibition is Red Groom's immense colorful papier-mâché sculpture of the first president, standing very tall, accompanied by a smaller but no less important Martha. She's depicted as the figurehead of a ship, holding a laurel leaf crown pointing the way towards the future of the nascent republic. Behind Washington stands Jefferson, and near him, sitting in a printer's chair, Benjamin Franklin. They're all components of the much larger Philadelphia Cornucopia installation unveiled in 1982 for the city's tricentenary and later abandoned in a city hall basement.
So many of the pieces sort of decomposed beyond recognition. And when Red Grooms built this piece, it wasn't necessarily built to withstand the ages. In conserving this piece, we had to recreate certain parts of the sculpture.
From the first step into the academy, you can feel a sense of respectful irreverence in the work selected to tell the uneasy story of where arts and politics intersect. Art of protest and dissent take a large part of the galleries at PAFA. Controversy and violence, war, immigration, workers' rights, the fight against AIDS, civil rights struggle, all part of American history, stand next to each other in an ongoing conversation. Not always an easy dialogue, says curator Anna Marley.
We were very trepidatious about this show when we started working on it, because there's a lot of political landmines, and we have a huge collection to work from. But I think as it came together, we got more and more excited about it.
The exhibition, Happiness, Liberty, Life, American Art and Politics at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts is somewhat designed to attract visitors and participants to the Democratic National Convention, but stays open until September. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.